This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. A wet weather system moved into southeastern Arizona, and actual rain fell onto a very dry land. When I say weather system, it sounds like I know what I'm talking about, but I don't. So let me say, it got cloudy, and I could smell moisture, and lo and behold, it rained. It drizzled overnight and during parts of the day as well. Dusty roads turned to mud, and that glorious smell of wet, dead vegetation permeated the air. It's very exciting to get rain. The desert grassland that surrounds our home near the banks of the Ojolote is in its pre-winter apparel. Soft shades of brown and yellow blanket the land. Mesquites still have dull green leaves, and the wait-a-minute bushes have clusters of seed pods at the tops of branches looking like rusted scrap iron. Along the Ojolote, ash and cottonwood leaves are bright yellow. If you get out and get a little above the grassland and look out across it, you can follow the yellow ribbons of riparian corridors as they meander out of the hills and across the land. Dry amaranth, or pigweed, some people call it, covers acres and acres of hammered agricultural land in the Sulphur Springs Valley, and it's golden in color next to the dry yellow grasses. The color of that very dry pigweed, that amaranth, is quite inviting, but dry prickly seeds await you if you decide to skip into it. And they will attach themselves to your bootlaces, your socks, your jeans, and you will softly swear and growl. I was on a seed search recently, not the ones that, you know, I thought I'm not going to stay out of that amaranth, but I call it the seed search. It was a reason to really to leave work early and get out into the oak woodland. And I did get some seeds, some myrn, sumac, some cliff rose. Oh, I love that azuratina, that little comp azuratina. Has white fragrant blossoms, got a lot of seed at that. Anyway, I waded through the understory of oaks, and when I finally thumped back out onto a dirt road to find the truck, from my knees down, I was covered in seed, the unintentional seed collector, the seeds of Bidens, Cosmos, and Desmodium. A bunch of species of Bidens and some of the common names of the seed are Spanish needles, are you getting the point here? Beggar sticks and burr marigold. There are a bunch of Desmodiums in Arizona too, and they're in the pea family, and common name for those are tick clovers, yeah. Cosmos is cosmos, only one native species in Arizona, and I was dispersing its seed as I walked, and some things, you know, to take home with me to the banks of the Ojolote. One of my favorite grasses to get seed of is this large grass. It's real dry right now, and I was probably too late, but I do like to get in and wander among it. You have to go to where it's predominant, and it's predominant in floodplains. It grows in large clumps, and if you get into that grass, it's like a maze. You can't go through it. You have to go around this grass called giant saccatone. And it has these giant bases, these 2 to 3 feet wide across giant mounds, you know, and stems 6 feet tall and very cool panicles for seed heads. It should be an ornamental grass, a native ornamental. I declare it should be. It probably is. Spirobolus is the genus. Reitii is a specific epithet. Spirobolus, great word, is from 2 Greek words meaning throw seed. A common name for the genus Spirobolus is drop seed. The species of giant saccatone is Reitii for a collector of plants in Texas and along the Mexican border. Wasn't his first name Charles? Charles Wright in the mid-1800s. 14 species, my friends, of Spirobolus in Arizona. Say that, Spirobolus. You got to say it like your mouth is full. Spirobolus. Anyway, many of the species have cool specific epithets like Giganteus. That's bigger than giant saccatone. Neglectus, Flexosus, Interruptus, and Contractus. Cool. The giant saccatone, though, grows so wide at its base. I wonder how old they are. I mean, all those clones of the same grass in a large mat or mound. I didn't get seed for giant saccatone. I was far too late. But walking through the maze of mounds in the floodplain of the Ojolote was quite fun. That giant saccatone, my friends, is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.